This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, March 29. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Our reading comes from John chapter 11 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15. John chapter 11. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. And many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in turn, Christ the first fruits, then, when he comes, those who belong to him. This quotation is a brief summary of the good news of Jesus. He says that anyone who believes in him will live, even after death. He says that life comes only through him. And he does not merely say that he knows how to find the resurrection and the life. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life." This occurs amid the dramatic story of the raising of Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, Jesus' close friends. Lazarus became ill and died while Jesus was away. Jesus even waited to come so that everyone would know Lazarus was surely dead by the time Jesus arrived. Jesus did this so that his followers would believe, learning that he had the power to raise someone from the dead. Then Jesus went to Lazarus' tomb and brought his friend back to life so that everyone would believe and see the glory of God. Soon after that, resurrected life became available to all through Jesus' own death and resurrection. As the Apostle Paul explains in 1 Corinthians 15, Jesus became the first fruits of resurrection life for all who belong to him. That is, for all who believe in him as Savior and Lord. Because of Jesus' resurrection, all can rise with him. All that God requires is that we believe Jesus is indeed the resurrection and the life. Pray with me. Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. Raise us with you. Thank you for giving us life and death, that we may live with you as part of God's family forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.